coming. The Buddhist monks are coming through the triad. And I have Josie to thank for letting me know that they were, because I had not heard, but that was a couple months ago. Now, the Buddhist monks on their walk for peace, it's everywhere. And they're coming through the triad in their, like, they started, let me see, 2,300 miles. They started in Texas, and they are walking all the way up to D.C., promoting peace and meditation and community and love and friendship, and I am all about it.
Katie, everything is fine in the country. We don't need peace.
Yes,
everyone's
Jared,
getting along just
you're
fine.
You're right. The world is peaceful.
What is a monk?
A monk is someone who has dedicated their entire life to not having material goods. To,
yeah, Jason's out.
It's like,
yeah.
Yeah, everything that you're not about.
Oh, is there a certain amount of monks, or there's monks everywhere?
There's monks everywhere.
So
there are monks everywhere.
The monks that are coming through here, they might be in California separately doing this.
Coming are the ones who started in Texas, right?
Correct. This is a very specific group of monks. It's called the Walk for Peace, and it is covering 2,300 miles from Texas to Washington, D.C. They are expected, the group of monks, expected to be in the triad between January 20th and the 30th. Obviously, weather, health.
Do they stay in hotels, or they like stay in the streets?
They stay in places that are offered. So it's all, they're not paying. There's a funding that you can do if you feel so inclined to give to their.
I don't.
Well, you don't have to. But no. if someone else feels inclined to give and that's something they want to do, then yes, they're working off of monetary donations. However, if you follow them on Facebook, and it's the Walk for Peace, it's the Monks Walk for Peace, they're saying, hey, we're stopping the donations right now. We have way more than we could ever use.
Why? They should get as much as they can.
Because that's what they're, everything
they don't care.
That's not what they care about.
You're the opposite of a monk.
Yes, they don't
they
want
do.
Any of it.
Deep
nope.
down inside.
Nope, they don't. Nope.
They're just saying that.
Nope, they're walking for peace.
They legit don't have it.
Yeah, they legit do not want more than they can carry.
So where
and wear
are they
on
staying? Hotels?
Or
I don't
lodges
understand.
Or community centers or places, people throughout these communities. And there's a whole map, by the way, I can post it if you're interested, of following the monks' journeys.
Like, do they say at churches?
Yeah,
or is that against their religion?
No, or community centers or lodges or places that open up and say, hey, we would love to host you here. And so they don't have an actual, like, there are people who are helping work ahead. For example, here in the triad, there are groups that are being started, a group that's being started where you can say, I'd like to volunteer, or we're an establishment that would like to host, or here are some monetary donations.
Are they a religion, though?
Buddhist. Yes,
yeah.
Buddhist.
Buddhism.
Are they not Buddhist? Is it nice? Are they nice?
Buddhists believe.
They're known for being nice.
Yes, in the good and the good in people, the good in the world, peace. Promoting peace.
What? Do they don't believe in Jesus? Is that right?
Not one.
So if you're a Christian, are you going to help these monks because they don't believe what you believe?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
Yes. I am all
about it. People
still
help you even though you don't.
Yeah.
They do?
You don't think people help you?
I mean, if like they're forced.
I gave you a ride home.
People help you all the time.
Well, you were just, you know, I gave you the compliment about the DJ.
I helped you move.
Yeah.
I paid you.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't sacrifice my faith for cash.
I would.
I know you would. We all know you would.
Wow, Jason. You think people are only nice to you because you pay them to be or because they're doing a service for you?
I think most people have an agenda.
Okay, well, I can tell you right now that the agenda of the Buddhist monks is to promote peace and meditation and unity. And
Do they have relationships with women?
I don't believe so. It's celibacy.
Oh, come on. That's the worst life on the face of the planet.
Jesus, it's
you
not
can't
your
have
life.
Sexy time. You got to walk all these miles.
You don't
want any material goods.
First of all, they don't
How boring.
Have to They're walk all these miles. And I can guarantee you that their existence is way more fulfilling than many,
no
many
way.
Other people's. Yes.
No way. No, really? Do they drink
meeting,
wine?
I don't think so. But
he's trying to get you on his side.
Yeah,
do they drink wine?
I'm just saying. That's got to be the most boring life ever.
No, you're fulfilled.
Not to them. I mean, it's like, I mean, everyone's life's not for everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I like the fact that they're love and kind and all that, but come on.
I mean, Josie put it perfectly because we do share this, the same idea that meditating with a Buddhist monk to me is like bucket list kind of stuff. I mean, that truly is something that I would love to be able to do. And so
like to
I'm
going to
be
Tibet
right there.
Or something to learn.
Like divine, there's a divine spirituality that I think that you can experience in all sorts of places in your life. And it doesn't have to be inside of a temple. It doesn't have to be inside of a church. It could be out in the middle. I mean, I think that you could experience that with these monks.
You could do it here, yeah.
Yeah.
So the monks currently, Katie, they are Edgefield, South Carolina, heading through Saluda?
Saluda, yeah.
To Leesville today.
Are they walking on the highway?
Yes. And there's Facebook
pages.
They are. And they're getting police escorts, and they even have a dog who's walking with them. Now, I will say there has been there's been things that have not been great. There was my understanding is a car swerved and something happened, and one of the monks was hit and actually had to have his leg amputated.
Oh, geez.
Is he still walking?
Yes. Well, he's not walking, but he's in a wheelchair, and I think he's returned to the group or at least has rejoined them because they're with. There's a couple photos of him.
It's against the law to walk on a highway.
They're getting police escorts.
So then they're getting special permission.
Well, you know, I think a lot of people believe in this cause, that people want peace.
Jason, if it were like OnlyFans models walking on the highway from Texas to North Carolina, you'd be super excited about it.
He wouldn't care one bit.
Bring up one day. But this is illegal to walk on the highway.
Close down the highways and let the women walk.
Let's make it a national holiday when they come to our state.
Jason's like, do you need a flag waiver?
Right. Well, you need support. I will donate to your cause.
Yes.
I do think it's very dangerous, like you just said.
You gotta be careful.
And why aren't they, can't they walk through neighborhoods or something?
They're walking all over. There's
It'd be much longer, though.
Yeah, whole interactive map of where you can follow where they're walking.
Yeah, but if my point, Jared, if it's on the highway, there's not many houses. So if they're walking through neighborhoods, actually, you could come out and say, are we having a riot here? Why all these people? But then if you know, it's like, oh, this is for love, peace, and kindness and a boring life.
Okay. Well, minus that last
boring
part.
Life.
I do think that they're trying to get somewhere. I mean, their goal is Washington, D.C. And if you're going through all sorts of different neighborhoods and back alleyways and stuff, it's probably going to take a lot longer.
Okay, but that's my point. Why would you go on the highway? Nobody can see you. Just drive at that point.
They're getting worldwide attention.
Yes, they're missing.
I don't know how you could disagree with it, but
Jason clearly does.
Don't you dare say
don't position me that way.
Anyone
you're
listening,
doing it.
It sound like you're totally against all of this.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
You're like, yes,
that's what it sounds like.
Boring lifestyle.
Who would do this? Why can't you
so dangerous.
Walk?
That's illegal.
Why are you walking? Why can't you drive?
You groan just at material possessions.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's fine. It's not for you.
But I love the peace and the kindness part.
Awareness to be more peaceful.
Yeah, get that part. I just don't agree with their lifestyle.
There's rioting in the streets in Minnesota right now.
Yes.
It's nice to have
I hope they don't go there.
Well, they're not.
They're going to D.C.
It's wintertime, but there's a counterbalance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do they walk when it rains?
Yes, in all sorts of conditions. All sorts. They were walking when it was freezing cold, and people were donating some clothes. And then eventually they'll say, hey, almost every day they'll say, we have reached what we need today. Thank you very much. We're not taking anymore, because people are showing up
it's inspiring.
Yes. People want to see and be a part of that. I think it is beautiful.
So we don't have, you said you would have an idea when they might be here?
Yes. Sometime in between, estimated between January 20th and January 30th.
Oh, but it's
where are they going to be walking when they do that? Is it going to be like on Elm Street, or is it going to be
not my neighborhood?
It's going to be near the mall.
Jason. Get the monks out of my hood.